Hey guys, what's up? My name's Ines. I write kissing books, and today I'm having a bit of a breakdown because I've lost my identity in this relationship, but all is about to be revealed. Let me break it down for you. I've been studying romantic comedies, trying to figure out what makes them funny. I believe that they're all about the deceptions. Today, we're going to talk about the identity deception. The identity deception in romantic comedies, where characters hide their true selves or their nature of the relationship, can manifest in various ways, such as celebrities or royalty concealing their identities to experience a normal life, or characters engaging in fake relationships for mutual benefit. Each scenario brings its unique set of challenges and comedic mishaps. There can be misunderstandings and confusion. One of the most common mishaps in identity deception plots is the cascade of misunderstandings and confusion that arise from the initial deception. Characters will find themselves in increasingly complex situations as they try to explain their false identities or the pretense of their relationships, leading to humorous and awkward scenarios. Characters living double lives or maintaining a facade come face to face with comedic consequences, such as having to switch between personas in quick succession or dealing with the fallout when their worlds collide. For example, a celebrity disguised as an ordinary person might be recognized at inopportune moments, leading to slapstick situations or frantic attempts to cover up their true identity. My favorite is when Eddie Murphy's Prince Hakeem gets recognized at a basketball game in the film Coming to America, and someone from his country sees him in the line in the bathroom and starts bowing to him. Characters who adopt a false identity might experience an identity crisis, questioning who they really are and what they truly want. This can lead to moments of self-discovery and character growth as they reconcile their true selves with the personas they've created. The moment when the true identity or the nature of the relationship is revealed is the turning point in this kind of narrative. This often leads to feelings of betrayal or hurt, but also serves as a catalyst for characters to confront their true feelings and desires. The idea of deceptions in Revelations comes from Michael Haig, who also has the character transformation arc featuring the longing, the need, the wound, fear, identity, and essence. In the film Pretty Woman, starring Julia Roberts as Vivian Ward and Richard Gere as Edward Lewis, this is a romantic comedy that tells the story of a chance encounter that blossoms into an unexpected romance. Vivian, a spirited and independent sex worker, meets Edward, a wealthy and successful businessman, when he gets lost in Hollywood and asks her for directions. Their initial transactional relationship, where Edward hires Vivian to accompany him to several social events for a week, evolves into a complex and transformative journey for both. Vivian longs for a life beyond her current circumstances. She dreams of stability and respect that seem out of reach given her profession. Her need, however, goes deeper than just escaping her life on the streets. She seeks genuine love and acceptance to be seen for who she truly is beyond her occupation. Vivian's wound is rooted in the social stigma attached to her profession and her own internalized shame, leading her to fear that she's unworthy of a better life or true affection. Edward, on the other hand, appears to have everything he could want: wealth, power, success, but he longs for something more meaningful than the corporate victories and superficial relationships that have defined his life. His true need is to connect with his own humanity and to find emotional fulfillment beyond the boardroom. Edward's wound is tied to his strained relationship with his father and the cutthroat world of business he's been a part of, which has left him feeling isolated and emotionally detached. He fears vulnerability and genuine emotional connections as they contradict the identity he's constructed as a ruthless businessman. As Vivian and Edward spend the week together, their relationship challenges the identities they presented to the world. Vivian, with her candidness and warmth, begins to see her own value and gains confidence in her worth beyond her profession. Edward, influenced by Vivian's perspective and vitality, starts to question his life's path and the emptiness of his achievements. The essence of Vivian is her resilience, her warmth and capacity for love, these qualities that shine brighter as she allows herself to dream of a future filled with more than she ever thought possible. Edward's essence is revealed through his interactions with Vivian as he rediscovers his capacity for kindness, compassion, and love, elements of himself long buried under his corporate facade. The dark moment arrives when the nature of their initial agreement and the differences in their worlds separate them, leading to a painful parting. However, this separation serves as the catalyst for their final transformations. Vivian decides to take control of her life and pursue her dreams independently, while Edward confronts his fear of emotional commitment and the empty pursuit of success. In the end, Edward's grand gesture to reunite with Vivian, defying his fear of heights and emotional exposure by climbing up her fire escape, symbolizes his embrace of vulnerability and love. Vivian's acceptance of him, not just as her rescuer, because she rescues him right back, but as a partner, signifies her realization that she is worthy of love and happiness. Together, they step into a future where they can be their true selves, embracing the essence of who they are beyond the identities they once clung to. Pretty Woman showcases the identity deception primarily through Vivian's character, who steps into a role that is far removed from her reality as a sex worker. The film cleverly uses this deception to create a series of comedic and dramatic moments that drive the narrative forward. Vivian attempts to fit into this new role, from dining etiquette to conversing in Edward's elite social circles, provide much of the film's comedy as she hides her identity. These moments highlight the contrast between Vivian's street-savvy background and the upscale world she temporarily enters. For example, there's the clothing store snub when Vivian attempts to shop in a posh Rodeo Drive boutique. Her appearance and mannerisms don't fit the upscale setting, leading to the saleswoman snubbing her. It's not funny at first, but it pays off later. There's the dinner etiquette scene where Vivian attends a fancy dinner with Edward and his business associates. Her struggle with the formal dinner setting, especially her confusion over which utensils to use for each course, is both humorous and endearing. The scene where she accidentally flings a snail across the room and the waiter's nonchalant response, it happens all the time, adds a delightful touch of comedy. The opera outing is Vivian's first experience at the opera, where she is visibly moved by the performance. This showcases her emotional openness, contrasted with the reserved, stoic demeanor of the regular opera-going crowd. Her genuine, unfiltered reaction to the opera, along with her earlier uncertainty about the appropriate attire and behavior, adds a layer of authenticity to her character. When Edward takes Vivian to a polo match, her lack of knowledge about the sport and the social norms of such an event leads to amusing interaction as she fist pumps and whoops. The hotel manager and staff, particularly the concierge, play a role in Vivian's transformation as well. This provides humorous moments as they teach her high society manners and etiquette. Their discreet and sometimes amused assistance in helping her fit into her role adds another comedic element to this journey. The comedy in Pretty Woman arises not just from the situations Vivian finds herself in, but also from her resilient and candid approach to every new challenge, making her character both relatable and endearing to the audience. However, the deception also sets the stage for the film's more poignant moments. The revelation of Vivian's true profession and background, particularly in the eyes of Edward's associates and in moments where her lack of familiarity with high society becomes evident. It brings a level of vulnerability and tension to their relationship. This revelation challenges both Vivian and Edward to confront their feelings for each other and the societal barriers that stand between them. The exact moment of revelation, where Vivian's true identity becomes a point of conflict, forces both characters to reassess their relationship and what they truly mean to each other. For Edward, it's a test of his feelings for Vivian, whether they go beyond the surface-level arrangement they initially agreed upon. For Vivian, it's a moment of truth about her self-worth and whether she can transcend the labels society has placed on her. Pretty Woman skillfully uses the trope of identity deception to celebrate the idea that love can bridge the divide between different worlds and that true worth is found in one's character, not in societal status or labels. It's a double feature of Julia Roberts as we shift from Rodeo Drive to Notting Hill. Notting Hill is a romantic comedy that captures the unlikely love story between William Thacker, a humble bookstore owner played by Hugh Grant, and Anna Scott, a famous Hollywood actress played by our girl Julia Roberts. Set against the backdrop of Notting Hill, London, their worlds collide when Anna wanders into William's bookstore, sparking a series of events that draw them together and apart in a delightful dance of romance and reality. William Thacker's life is unremarkable, yet content. It's filled with the simplicity of running his travel bookshop and the comfort of his close-knit group of friends and eccentric family. Beneath his content facade lies a need for connection and passion, a legacy of his wound from a failed marriage that has left him cautious and resigned to a quieter life. William's fear of opening up again, of risking pain and loss, keep him tethered to his safe, if somewhat unfulfilling, identity as just an ordinary man leading an ordinary life. Anna Scott, in contrast, is the epitome of success and glamour. She's an actress adored by millions and ensconced in the glittering world of Hollywood. Yet, beneath her polished surface lies a longing for genuine human connection, things her fame cannot provide. Her need is to be seen and loved for who she is beyond the camera's gaze, not for her celebrity, but for her essence. Anna's wound is twofold: the isolation that her fame brings and the betrayals and invasions of privacy she has endured. These foster a fear of trust and vulnerability. This fear compels her to maintain an identity as a distant star, an icon that is unreachable and guarded. The attraction to each other is evident to Will and Anna, and they engage in a relationship, though secret. Keeping the relationship secret is the deception, because Anna doesn't want it in the papers. Their encounters are marked by charming awkwardness and an undeniable connection, offering glimpses of what life could be if they dare to reach for it. As their relationship deepens, so too do the challenges they face, from media scrutiny to personal insecurities, forcing them to confront their fears and the potential for heartbreak. Hiding the identity of their relationship is where the funny comes from. Anna's status as a famous actress, juxtaposed with William's ordinary life in Notting Hill, creates a fertile ground for humor, especially when Anna tries to blend into his world or conceal the full extent of her fame. Here are some moments when Anna's attempts to hide or downplay her identity contribute to the film's comedy. The meet cute. The first meeting between Anna and William in his bookshop is filled with understated humor as Anna tries to be just another customer. William's initial obliviousness to her fame and her subtle enjoyment of this anonymity set the tone for their interactions, with the comedic tension arising from the audience's awareness of her true identity. The orange juice spill. Shortly after their first meeting, William accidentally spills orange juice on Anna on the street. When he invites her back to his house to clean up, there's a comedic tension in Anna trying to maintain a semblance of normalcy despite the absurdity of the situation, which is further complicated by William's flatmate and his oblivious to her fame. The dinner party. At a dinner party with William's friends, Anna tries to blend in as just another guest. in the exchanges as she navigates questions about her life and career without revealing her full celebrity status, this is when the group plays a game revealing their most significant achievements, and Anna's understated mission of her Oscar win highlights the disparity between her life and theirs. The press conference. One of the film's most comedic yet cringeworthy moments occurs when William, posing as a journalist from Horse and Hound magazine, attends a press conference to see Anna. His awkward and ill-prepared questions, meant to maintain his cover, and Anna's attempts to steer the conversation to keep William's deception under wraps, create a series of humorous exchanges. The film's dark moment comes when the cameras capture them together. The flash of the paparazzi camera drives them apart just as they've begun to acknowledge the depth of their feelings. For William, this is a test of his courage and willingness to embrace the extraordinary. For Anna, it's a moment of truth about what she truly values and whether she's ready to shed the protective layers of her celebrity identity. The revelation of their romance and the complexities of Anna's life as a public figure become a turning point in the film, particularly when William is confronted with the realities of being involved with someone so famous. The intrusion of the press into William's life, the public scrutiny, and the betrayal William feels when a private moment is leaked to the press mark the dark moment of the film. In the end, Notting Hill culminates in a poignant resolution where both William and Anna, having confronted their fears and vulnerabilities, choose love over safety. William's grand gesture and Anna's acceptance signify not just their love, but their readiness to embrace their true essences. William steps into a larger life than he ever imagined, and Anna finds the authenticity and love that she's longed for away from the spotlight. Identity deception in romantic comedies can involve characters concealing or misrepresenting their true selves or the nature of their relationship, leading to a series of laugh-out-loud situations before culminating in an emotional revelation. Do you want a more in-depth exploration of pacing? You should try out my Patreon or Pacing course, How to Write a Binge-Worthy Novel in 21 Days, at anesswrites.com/PTP for Patreon or Pacing. You can also read more breakdowns and chat with others on my free Substack at anesswrites.substack.com. And if you're a paid Substack member, then you get access to the book I'm writing on Patreon or Pacing. In the meantime, you go get them words, and I'll try to keep it together until the next time we break it down. I'll see you then. Bye!